business story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.za. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Lawyer criticizes speaker for reserving ruling on Tasila Lungu's parliamentary seat. Milupi confident President Hichilema's growing popularity will help UPND MPs retain seats. And in global news, U.S. says specific steps agreed to end the Syria violence after Israeli strikes hit Damascus. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Lawyer Jonas Zimba has criticized the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, for reserving her ruling on a point of order raised in the National Assembly, seeking to have the Chawama parliamentary seat declared vacant due to the absence of Area Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu. Mr. Zimba argues that before reserving the ruling, Ms. Muti should have realized that the National Assembly operates by rules, committees and privileges, which should have guided her analysis of the motives behind such calls. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Zimba has described the point of order by UPND Zambezi East MP Bran Kambita as sinister, and that the Speaker must have evaluated the motive behind it before reserving the ruling.
Parliament is governed by rules, and these rules that govern what goes on in Parliament are properly set out. They've got their standing orders and all those things, and they've got a way in which they deal with a person that has not attended Parliament. They've got the Privileges Committee, and if there's no reason for this person not to attend Parliament, there's also a way. What we need to find out is what is the intention of raising this point of order. I don't think the intention is pure. I don't think the intention is clear. I think there is a sinister intention behind it. Here is a person who has lost her father. Has Parliament inquired as to how this person is faring? I think we need to nip it in the bud. If we don't, we'll have a problem.
Meanwhile, political analyst Dr. Alex Ngoma has advised the Zambezi East lawmaker to demonstrate leadership with a human face rather than seeking punitive measures against Ms. Lungu.
Tasila has lost a father, the pillar of her life. And therefore, it's important for leaders to really be empathetic in situations of that nature rather than always seeking to punish. And above all, it is surprising that the Member of Parliament is saying that when in fact it was not Tasila who said she's not coming back to Zambia. It was her mother. So what is Tasila saying? Has he reached out to her to find out, or is in a hurry just because he's in government and Tasila is in the opposition?
On Tuesday, Mr. Kambita rose on a point of order, questioning whether the House was in order to consider Ms. Lungu as its member when she has no intention of coming back to Zambia, as submitted by her mother, Esther Lungu, in the South African High Court, prompting Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, to reserve a ruling on the matter. UPND Alliance Chairperson Charles Milupi is confident that President Hakainde Hichilema's popularity will help UPND Members of Parliament retain their seats in the 2026 general elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Milupi attributes the President's increased popularity to his governance style, despite facing numerous challenges since taking office. He believes that President Hichilema's leadership has earned him more popularity than in 2021, creating a pull factor that will likely lead to UPND MPs retaining their seats. Mr. Milupi has, however, acknowledged that some MPs might not be able to retain their seats due to various reasons, but that the party will accept the outcome. He indicates that the party will consider various factors during the adoption process for the UPND ticket in next year's elections.
At the moment, the opposition is disorganized. You remember I talked about the push-pull factor of the president. The president of the political party, in 2021, a number of MPs on our side were voted in for two reasons. Number one, the president was very popular. Number two, the party was very popular. The alliance was very popular. So a number of MPs have come in. So going into 2026, we are confident that the president has even made himself or his governance style and the achievements made him even more popular than he was. Most people have been able now to see what he's able to do and what he has done with very, very difficult circumstances.
ActionAid Zambia country director Fides Temba Temba has projected that poverty levels in the country have increased by between 5 and 10% since the last living conditions monitoring survey was conducted in 2022. According to official data from the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, the 2022 survey estimated poverty at 60%, with the majority of the affected population residing in rural areas. However, Ms. Temba Temba says this figure has likely worsened due to the rising cost of living, climate-related disruptions such as droughts, flash floods, and the ongoing energy crisis that has disrupted small businesses. In response to recent revelations by the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services that government is considering an upward adjustment to the social cash transfer, Ms. Temba Temba has proposed that the monthly support amount be increased to 1,200 kwacha per beneficiary. She has welcomed government's consideration to raise the amount, but has emphasized the need to expand the number of beneficiaries beyond the current 1.3 million households, and has called for the depoliticization of the process.
If we wanted to do survey today, the living condition monitoring survey today, I can tell you that the numbers are beyond the statistics. And this is why it's important that when we have the crises that we've had in the last few years, it should have been important just for planning purposes for government to have at least done a survey so that we could have the figures that would help us in terms of actual planning. Because currently, I think we are planning using estimate numbers. But I'll tell you clearly, just at a glance, I don't think the numbers have gone down. Definitely they would have increased, even probably by 5 to 10%.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has maintained that it will not revisit the 1 kwacha bus fare reduction that it imposed following the recent fuel cut. In an interview with Phoenix News, RATSA Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director Amon Mwemba has clarified that the fare adjustment mechanism relies on the formula jointly agreed with taxi operators, the Ministry of Transport and Communications, and the agency. Engineer Mwemba explains that under this formula, fuel price movements are measured in quarterly increments, emphasizing that since April, diesel prices have triggered 9 successive quarterly reductions, while petrol rates have fallen by nearly 4 quarters over the same period, underpinning the decision to lower bus fares by 1 kwacha. He has stressed that the focus on cumulative adjustments rather than isolated monthly changes ensures that the fare levels accurately reflect sustained fuel cost trends, justifying the decision for a 1 kwacha bus fare reduction.
Every time there is a reduction, we reduce by a certain amount. The cumulative amount that we've reduced since April is 9 kwacha. That 1 kwacha was just the latest increase, so we reduced by 1 kwacha because we have a complicated formula which is agreed with the taxi owners, the ministry, and ourselves. So when we put in the numbers in that formula, it actually calculates how much we should reduce the price of fuel by. So for diesel, actually, we've reduced by 9 kwacha, 7 something way since April, the last few months. And for petrol, I think it's almost 4 kwacha since April. So we shouldn't look at it from a 1 month sort of reduction. Let's look at it from a cumulative amount because fuel has been coming down steadily.
Last week, the Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia opposed the 1 kwacha reduction in local bus fares announced by RATSA, describing it as insufficient given the consecutive decreases in fuel prices over the past 3 months. In global news, Israel's military struck the Syrian Defense Ministry in Damascus and government forces in southern Syria yesterday as deadly sectarian fighting in the mostly Druze province of Suweida continued for a fourth day. The Syrian Foreign Ministry accused Israel of treacherous aggression. More than 300 people are reported to have been killed in Suweida since Sunday when clashes between Druze militias and Bedouin tribes erupted. The BBC has more on this and other global stories.
Doctors in Britain have announced that 8 babies have been born using a pioneering 3-person IVF technique to prevent them from being born with devastating mitochondrial disease. The technique combines the egg and sperm from the mother and father with a tiny amount of DNA from the egg of a second donor woman. South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung will set up a new investigation.